We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind.
Six. He runs to the 10, he's running to the 5, he is to the goal line, he is in. Touchdown, Alabama!
Crimson Tide Rewind is presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Crimson Tide Rewind is also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food, and the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Now live. This is Crimson Tide Rewind.
Welcome in, everybody. Good evening. We are live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Eli Gold, Corey Reamer. Our engineer here is Todd Robbins. 48-14, Alabama, a winner over the Mercer Bears this past weekend. As we recap that one and look ahead to this coming Saturday's game in Gainesville. Only the third time. Remember when Alabama played Florida in that very first SEC championship game? This is only the third time since way back then that the Tide will, they have played three times already in Gainesville in that 33-year span. This will be the next. We don't go there very often.
I didn't realize it's only been that many times.
Yeah.
We went when I was there once, and they came to our house one time as well. But I guess all the matchups, it seems like we play them every year, but I guess a lot of it was in Atlanta.
Exactly. That's the big thing, playing for the for the SEC championship.
Which, game. In turn, is typically a national championship
title. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a play-in game. We've got a lot to talk about tonight as Alabama did their job against Mercer. It was a game, I think, that Coach Saban liked in some regards. It was a game in which Alabama won big, did enough things wrong that he had something to yell about when all was said and done.
You took the words right out of my mouth. We got the win, which was the main thing.
Sure.
But you couldn't have asked, especially for a team as young as we are, as much youth as we have across the board, to get a game like this where he's fired up. You could tell by his press conference right after the game. He's got a lot of teaching moments from this one,
yep.
A lot of things that he can go show these guys that we got to continue to work on. You know, last year when we didn't have these types of games, every game meant a lot. It sure. was all SEC schedule. So it's been a couple years since we've had a game like this where he can use these as huge teaching moments. Last year was perfect because we had a bunch of juniors and seniors that knew exactly what he wanted in terms of his process. For this team, I imagine today's practice, yesterday's film session, and for the rest of this week, he's going to be in peak Saban performance.
No doubt about it. We welcome you to Crimson Tide Rewind, presented each and every week by Southeastern Pond Management. For those of you who might be searching around on Facebook Live on our Crimson Tide Sports Network page, and you're saying, where is Eli and Corey's smiling faces? Where are those faces? Well, you won't find us there tonight. There'll be no live streaming on Facebook this evening. We'll get it back to you again next week. But you'll have to listen to the two of us who obviously do
That's
have...
That's a better way to do it anyway.
Yeah, we have faces for radio, as the old saying goes. Hey, Tide fans, remember, you can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. When we come back, we'll begin to look at last Saturday's win over the Mercer Bears. We'll talk about who did what very well, who needs some work. We'll discuss all of that, and then later in this hour, we'll start looking ahead to Saturday's meeting with the Florida Gators at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in Gainesville, Florida. So do stay tuned for more Crimson Tide Rewind. We're live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management, and for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scpond.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
You hear a lot today about the Bama factor. Well, what exactly is it? It's a saying that Coach Saban uses constantly. It's actually what the program is built on. Commitment, discipline, effort, toughness, and pride. Well, at Dex Imaging, we believe in these same principles. To be the very best we can be, day in and day out. So for all of your business office solutions, put Dex Imaging to work for you. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of Alabama Athletics.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
At Ascension St. Vincent's, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with you in times of need, and showing compassion when you're at your most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Vincent's, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getstvhscare.com.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you got a taste for winning, treat your team to Dreamland. There ain't nothing like them nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
The
first punt by Turk was a 48-yarder. This one is blocked. Blocked by Alabama. It's picked up on the near sideline, down the right side, and taking it in for a touchdown. Alabama with a great job blocking the punt. And then Jace McClellan comes across and takes it down the right sideline.
Another one of those non-offensive touchdowns that the Tide has mustered over the years, and that got things going en route to that 48-14 win over the Mercer Bears.
They often started a little slow, couldn't get much going on that side of the ball early on. Defense stood up, made some good stops, but special teams was ultimately the thing that got us going, which is always good to see. I can't remember, was it 2 or 3 years ago that we had so many offensive touchdowns? Every game we seem like we have some. It's a good quality to have. Coach Saban always talks about that element, special teams being just as important as offense and defense. And for us on Saturday, it got us rolling.
Crimson Tide Rewind is the show you're listening to, presented by Southeastern Pond Management, protecting your liquid assets for over 30 years. Well, you know, people talk about those games against the likes of a Mercer, a good team and in their level of football. But take me back to your playing days. I don't know the schedules exactly. I'll be honest, I didn't look them up. But I dare say you played some of those kind of games. How difficult was it to motivate yourself?
It's tough. First off, did that offense take you back watching
Lord.
That? It felt like, what, the 80s, watching that style of offense?
It did.
That's the difficult thing about...
I hate that offense.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's so mundane. Try to prepare for
it. It's so tough to follow the ball
sometimes.
It is.
So much movement going left. And that's what Coach Saban, when you play these types of games, it's difficult to prepare.
Yeah, and the scout team, as good as they are,
you can't replicate
you can't
this.
Replicate that,
no.
And certainly not at the speed
no.
at which Mercer ran plays.
Or as efficiently, you know, they're trying to figure it out just as much as our defense is that they're trying to give a look to. And there's no way you can prepare throughout the summer because you don't play offenses like this.
Sure.
And you listen to Coach Saban's press conference, and I imagine that this was the case, and he said it today or on Saturday, we only ran 4 calls out of our base defensive package
exactly.
and 4 calls out of our nickel package all game. And the reason is because you don't have to get creative against an offense like this. You just have to do your job.
Yeah.
And if one guy's eyes go the wrong way, one guy makes one wrong misstep, that's when the gaps open and they can bust you for big plays.
And when there were plays where Alabama just busted it badly in the secondary.
And they kind of lull you to sleep with running the ball. You got your eyes in the backfield watching motion go left and right. And then all of a sudden you've got a guy running behind you and you didn't even really realize that
where did he
come from? You know, but these games are always tough to motivate, especially, like I said, a young team that hasn't been in this situation, you know, like last year with all SEC schedule. Now you've got these games that you're really testing a lot of these freshmen and sophomore guys that have never been in this situation before, where you just came off a huge win against Miami, big top 15 win in Atlanta to open the season, and it's sandwiched in between another top 15 opponent in Florida and an SEC opener at their place. How do you focus on this game to make sure that you come out and execute the way that you're supposed to? And Coach Saban hammers this home. Like you said, this is a great teaching opportunity for these young guys because you have to realize that it's not about who's on the other sideline.
Sure.
We go out there and focus on what we've got to execute really well.
Job.
Do
yeah.
your job. He says it every time. Do your job. We go out there and play and execute to the level that we expect to do it. And that's not really just for this game. He's not sending this message because we played Mercer. This comes into play down the stretch when games get tough, everybody's tired, injured, and you've got these big games coming up, and you've got to be able to mentally make sure that you're in the ball game and focusing. And it's, you know, we work out in the weight room all the time, but these are the mental exercises that you've got to make sure that you're doing throughout the season, because when games get tough and you get tired, that you can focus and make sure that you're doing your job.
Hey, folks, if you want to join the conversation, our phone lines are open to you. It's toll-free, 877-202-BAMA, 877-202-BAMA. Or if you'd like, You can also contact the show by submitting your questions to my partner here, Corey Reamer, on his Alabama Media Group Twitter line. That address is at Corey Reamer and then the number 13, at C-O-R-Y Reamer 13, Alabama at AL.com. It's your source for SEC sports, so if you'd like to be part of the show, feel free. You know what I found encouraging, though? There were so many freshmen and inexperienced players who did well on Saturday. JoJo Earl, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Drew Sanders, who's been around but obviously hasn't that much experience. Jace McClellan, both offensively and special teams. There was contribution
from
the young guys.
Marcus Banks. Guys that, you know, with Josh Jobe and Jalen Armour Davis not playing in this game, it even gave some of these guys an opportunity to play with the one defense before they got pulled, not just at the, you know, second half or at the end of the game. So you take it, if the first team goes out there and does what they're supposed to do, like we eventually did after the first couple of drives looked pretty sloppy, you get a lot of these guys in there to get some game reps, because you can't replicate game speed in practice. It's as hard as you try, and it's, I guarantee you, it's pretty dang close in Tuscaloosa when they go through practice, because I've been through it, and you don't stop moving. But when you got the crowd out there and you've got all these things going on, these young players getting out there to experience what it's like, there's nothing like being on the field in Bryant Denny. You can't replicate that during practice. But I thought we saw a lot of good performances from these young guys, and guys that we're, you know, we've seen, unfortunately, through the first 2 weeks, we've had some injuries. Some of these young guys are going to have to step up earlier than they probably expected, maybe even to a starter role or just a larger role than they expected to going into this season.
The good news today, Coach, said that Will Anderson is maybe a bit better off injury-wise than they feared after the ball game. So we may be able to see Will. He's day-to-day at this point, but the coach sounded far more enthused, if that's the right word, or confident than he did in his post-game press conference on Saturday.
Yeah, and he's a guy we're going to need.
Oh, you know, that rush off the edge, you can't do without that.
With Chris Allen already gone, and even though I've heard a lot of people say today that we are fortunate, and we are at that position to have a lot of depth, you're about to face a team whose quarterback is, his strength is running around. He's a mobile quarterback.
Yep.
So for Will Anderson, this is going to be a game that we would love to have him, because even when his numbers in terms of tackles for losses and sacks maybe not be great, but he gets the quarterback off his spot. He makes a quarterback, opposing quarterbacks feel his pressure, even if he doesn't get home to make the tackle.
Sure, that speed off the edge, you just can't. Now you got Chris Braswell, and on the other side you have Drew Sanders, who's now the number three tackler on the ball club. You've got young Dallas Turner, who's there. So there is talent. But it is not, you know, as experienced, obviously.
Right. And Drew Sanders played a great game.
He did.
I thought he played really well. He brings a different element than Chris Allen did. But he plays the pass extremely well. He's a big, long body. And you saw him get in the way of a couple passes that Mercer tried to pull off, led to an interception for Kool-Aid.
Had six tackles.
Yeah. So he's stepping into the role really well. But Will Anderson, as much as we were excited, I was probably he's the most excited I was about a player coming into this season, getting ready, coming off a 7-sack season as a freshman.
Yep.
Everybody was excited to see him. We hope we get him back and he gets fully healthy.
Certainly so, and we're all looking forward to seeing him on the field in Gainesville. And by the way, folks, if you're planning a trip to the Swamp to join us for this week's game against the Florida Gators, here's a suggestion. Why not enjoy a same-day game day charter with Total Sports Travel, the official travel partner of the Crimson Tide? You can check out all of your options at totalsportstravel.com. There are still seats available on that charter flight. So go online to totalsportstravel.com, check out your options, and we hope to see you at the Swamp on Saturday. We're coming right back. We've got lots more to go. We'll hear from Coach Nick Saban after a bit. But right now, we're going to break away and take care of a little business. We're live with Crimson Tide Rewind from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. And it's all right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Quarterback under center. PV will look left, rolls and throws. Ball tipped, intercepted, Alabama. Cool, Aide McKinstry comes up with it after Drew Sanders tipped it away. Cool Aide, the freshman from here in Birmingham, went to Pinson Valley High School, and a nice combination right there. I'll tell you, the Bama defense, as per usual, I mean, they had their moments like always, but they can, when they play well, they swarm, man.
That's the exciting thing about this team this year. Last year was offense. This year's defense is something to watch. We got some guys, a lot of guys returning, a lot of experience back there in the backfield, which is going to be good because the way that today's offenses are, we experience in the back end and secondary. And then you got hopefully, like we said, Will Anderson up there getting after in the pass rush. It's going to be fun to watch. They do get after it, though. That's old school, swarm to the football. You know, you saw that in the Florida State, Jacksonville State game.
Wow.
Guys not running to the football, and yep, ends up nobody's there to bring them down, and Jacksonville State pulls off an upset victory.
Can you imagine what the feeling is this week in Tallahassee?
Yeah, it's not good. Excited for those guys at Jacksonville State. Oh, Coach Gross was my high school coach of mine, so good to see him get a big win down in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I'm friends with their athletic director, Greg Seitz. I talked to him the other day. He was sky high. The coaches, by the way, folks, came out with their players of the week today. They always do that on Monday. Really no surprise. I loved watching this guy on offense. JoJo Earl, the young wide receiver. 7 catches, 85 yards, 3 punt returns. He converted 3 first downs, averaging 12 yards a catch. That kid's talented, and I love watching him.
Yeah, you could tell that he just has a next gear. You know, Slade Bolden does a great job in the back end return of punts. But you can tell when JoJo Earl gets his hands on the ball, he's electric. It reminds you a lot of a Jalen Waddle type guy that can just burst with speed and make and leave a lot of people in the dust. And hopefully he continues to progress. As a young guy, expectations were high for him coming in. We've got a great group of young receivers. And hopefully he continues to progress throughout this year.
The other offensive player of the week selected by the coaches was the man who turned in the highest grade of all the Crimson Tide offensive linemen, and that was Evan Neal, who was perfect on all of his assignments at 4 knockdown blocks, didn't allow a sack, a quarterback hit, or a pressure. He was impenetrable. So JoJo Earl and Evan Neal were the two offensive players of the week. Defensively, Christian Harris, along with Kool-Aid McKinstry and Drew Sanders.
Yeah, and Evan Neal, going back to him, he's a staple on this offensive line.
Sure
and
is.
And an offensive line that's still, you can tell, trying to figure out, we talked about it last week, what is this combination going to look like with Owens out at right tackle and Dalcourt at center. They've coming into camp, moving a bunch of guys around. The one staple that we have, which is great for Bryce Young to have that security blanket at left tackle, is Evan Neal. And expectations for him are for to be a high pick in the NFL draft. He has shown he's earning it right now. He definitely has.
And he's a big old staple.
Yeah, he is.
6'7", 350 pounds.
Athletic.
Yes, that's the amazing thing. People don't realize TV doesn't do it justice. Even sitting in the grandstands doesn't do justice to the speed of the game. When I get to go on to practice and stand on the sidelines and watch these guys fly by, it really is breathtaking at how fast the game is for everybody, and in particular these big guys who are just like whirling dervishes at 350 pounds.
Yeah, and you watched all offseason how everybody was just in awe of Evan Neal doing that box jump, the split leg box jump. It's hard to coach that type of athletic ability and at the size that he is. But the speed of the game is usually the biggest adjustment for a lot of these young guys coming in. But now it seems that they pick it up pretty quickly, I think, in terms of how fast things move. When you get into this type of a weekend against a Florida team, when they've kind of got the similar speed that we do, the eyes usually go all over the place for freshmen and sophomores. But these guys do a great job. The coaching staff does a great job of getting them in and teaching them early on. They know what they're doing, and they can go play fast.
The coaches named one guy from special teams as the player of the week, Jace McClellan. He had the block punt that you heard earlier, returned the ball 33 yards for the touchdown. He added a pair of tackles on special teams. One was on punt return, and one was on kickoff coverage. So he was the player of the week on special teams.
You know, special teams in a game like this was a real shining light for us. The return game was extremely well. We changed the field position a lot throughout the game with our punt return, kick returns. And covered very well. I can't remember how many tackles we had inside the 10 or 15-yard line, but pinning a team like this deep and getting great field position for our offense to start with all game, it's huge. Special teams was phenomenal, and I think you could have blocked that punt. I don't know. He was untouched.
He was untouched. You're exactly right.
You just pray for a free run like that at a punt and just hope that you don't miss.
Folks, that's the voice of Corey Reamer. I'm Eli Gold. We're here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. And listen, you need to visit your local Baumhauer's Victory Grill. They have got all sorts of new flavors this fall, including buffalo dipping chicken, buffalo chicken etouffee, and, of course, fresh Alabama Gulf seafood. It's the best anywhere. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Alabama Crimson Tide. When we come back, we're going to hear from Coach Nick Saban, in case you didn't get a chance to monitor his noontime press conference today. We'll be bringing you some of that here in just a moment or so. Southeastern Pond Management, proud to support the Crimson Tide and proud to be the title sponsor of Crimson Tide Rewind every Monday night. You can visit them at sepond.com to learn more about stocking, fertilizing, and pond maintenance services. Back in just a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you got a taste for winning, treat your team to Dreamland. There ain't nothing like 'em nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Children's of Alabama reminds you that every child's head injury should be treated like a serious injury until a doctor says it's not. In fact, the CDC estimates some 4 million sports and recreation-related concussions occur each year. Even a minor fall or collision may be a concern. Symptoms typically include headaches, unsteadiness, confusion, or sleepiness. To find out what to do in case of a suspected concussion, visit childrensal.org/concussion and always dial 911 in case of an emergency.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and champion chips. So when it's time to huddle up, grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. Pick up your favorite Golden Flake chips or any other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Gets the snap, loads up, looks, finds Holden left side. Here's Slade Bolden down the left sideline. He is in. Touchdown, Alabama. Slade Bolden, they signaled to him when Bryce started waving his hands, and a quick release left side, and Slade picks up the touchdown.
5'11", 195, all he does is get the job done.
He's a, this year, or the NFL uses a guy like him, Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, that type of guy who just knows how to find the holes in the defense and is a good backstop for a quarterback. He knows he's always going to get open somehow. He's a great player. He's been around for a couple years, but he's finally taking a premier role and taking advantage of it.
Indeed so. So good job by Slade Bolden picking up a touchdown for the Crimson Tide. Hey, folks. Time now to enjoy some of Nick Saban's press conference from earlier today. And, of course, his press conference each week is brought to you by our friends at Dreamland. Do you have a taste for winning?
Well, Dreamland Barbecue offers the triple threat: dine-in, carry-out, and catering service. Dreamland Barbecue ain't nothing like them nowhere, and a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. So let's head back to the studio and listen in to some of Coach Saban's comments from earlier today.
Well, I think in reviewing the last game, I think there's, you know, a lot to learn from the last game. I think the number one thing is, you know, when we did things correctly, when we executed fundamentally, when we played with good discipline, we had really good success. And that was a little bit too inconsistent in terms of us being able to stack positive performance, play in and play out, you know, in the game. Made a couple of mistakes on defense and gave a couple big plays up that led to their scores. And, you know, offensively, we made a lot of good plays, but we also had, you know, too many plays that, you know, were not executed exactly like we wanted, and the result was not always positive. I thought we made some plays in the kicking game, which, you know, blocking a punt, scoring a touchdown, had some positive returns, and especially in punt returns. So there's a lot of good things, you know, in the game, but I think consistency and performance is really what we need to work on in terms of maintaining intensity, staying focused, playing with more discipline, eliminating penalties and poor, you know, full speed decisions that, you know, are resulting, you know, in penalties. So, you know, you have the players of the week. You know, obviously this is the SEC opener for us against a very good, you know, top 10 Florida team who we have a tremendous amount of respect for. Obviously looking forward to that challenge, playing on the road, you know, in a difficult place to play. But from an injury standpoint, Will Anderson has been very encouraging. I'd probably take a day off today. He is kind of day-to-day, but we feel a little more encouraged than maybe after the game. So we'll just see how, you know, he progresses through the course of the week. You know, Dan Mullen has done an outstanding job wherever he's been the coach. You know, he did a great job at Mississippi State. Obviously, they won the SEC East last year. You know, excellent coach, does a great job of utilizing the personnel that he has some really talented guys on offense, really good running backs. You know, both quarterbacks using a two-quarterback system are very capable passers, as well as making plays with their feet, whether it's quarterback runs, play action passes, whatever. And they have, you know, they just got good players. Our offensive line is, you know, improved and, you know, better this year, playing better in my opinion. That's why they're like second in the nation in rushing, which is going to be a real challenge for us. And then not allowing big plays when you're trying to stop the run. Defensively, you know, Todd always presents challenges. He's really good defensive coordinator. They've got good players. They play hard. They play together. So we're going to have to do a good job of executing, you know, offensively as well. They've always got great team speed, so their special teams are good. They have good specialists. I think their punter is one of the top guys in the country. So all around, this is a very good team. It'll be a very challenging game for us. And, you know, so we need to have great focus this week and great preparation.
That was Coach Saban on his press conference today, and we'll continue our conversation with the game when we get back. You're listening to the Crimson Tide Rewind, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, y'all, I'm Riley Green. While performing keeps me busy on the road, Alabama is where I was born and raised, and it will always bring me back home to vote. Writing songs allows me to use my voice to tell my story. You too can make your voice heard by registering to vote and obtaining a government-issued photo ID. Your civic participation is crucial to the success of us as a state. Together, let's make a difference for Alabama.
For more information on how to register to vote in Alabama or secure a free Alabama photo ID, go to alabamavotes.gov.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tommy Brown in on the right side of the line. Handoff left side. Breaking a tackle. Stiff-arming a man. Jace takes it in. Touchdown, Alabama. On a fourth and one from the four-yard line, the Crimson Tide make that last play look easy. Jace McClellan, 9 carries, 36 yards on the season thus far. He also has 3 receptions for 15 yards. The sophomore from Aledo, Texas. He has really been a pleasant addition to this roster.
Yeah, young guy, too. We've a lot of hype coming into the season about our running back room, and it's a gift of riches. We've got so many guys that can go out there and play that position, with Brian Robinson being the lead guy, obviously, but Jace McClellan stepping up, and we're excited to see what he can do. He's going to hopefully continue to get more opportunities throughout the year.
And I'm thrilled to watch Trey Sanders, 8 carries, 41 yards. We talked about it last week. In light of all that he's been through, Roy Dell Williams has 6 carries for 18 yards going into the ball game this past weekend. And Roy Dell has now, contributed nicely with 10 carries for 29 yards net total. So, yeah, all in all, things are looking good. Things are looking good all around for the Crimson Tide. You know, I know there was lots to pick on after Saturday's game. But it's still a very talented football
team. Isn't it funny how being around Coach Saban for so long, when you watch these types of games and we win handedly, but the first thing every Alabama fan does now is just find all the mistakes and we magnify them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough game to get up for. And I thought they came out and handled themselves well. They faced adversity, didn't start out very well, had some blocking assignments that they missed early on the front. And the offense looked a little slow out of the gate, but they found a way to get it together and make some plays. But, you know, going back to the running back room, you lose a guy like Najee Harris.
Sure.
And you saw him on Sunday.
He did a great job yesterday. Yeah.
He's the only rookie that played every snap on the offensive side of the ball across the board in the NFL. That's because he was so dynamic. You didn't have to take him out on third down. He was a great pass catcher, and he could run on first and second between the tackles. So this year, Brian Robinson, not exactly Najee, but those guys, the other guys that we have, complement each other extremely well. And We're not afraid to use. We've done it before in the past. Mark Ingram, Trent Richardson, a lot of guys that we'll use in that backfield, and looking forward to those guys. Continue. We're going to need them this week to run against a pretty tough Florida defense.
You know what I loved yesterday? Didn't matter what game you were watching. The field was overrun by Alabama guys.
I'd love to see what the ratings were for Birmingham Market.
Oh, for that Mac and Tua game?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, for Jalen and
the Falcons, Devontae Smith. You had every game that you watched, and it continues tonight. You got Josh Jacobs with the Raiders, Henry Ruggs III.
You got Humphrey out there for the Ravens.
Yeah, so it's fun to watch. It makes Alabama fans more excited about the NFL. I guarantee you the market ratings going up with all these guys that are out there that you get to watch some of your former players.
I thought
out
it
there.
Was great on the part of CBS. You know, the national game was that Kansas City-Cleveland game.
Yep.
And that went to like 46 states. The Dolphins and the Patriots went to Honolulu. It went to the state of Alabama, the state of Florida. And it went to the New England states.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, they programmed it beautifully, and that was great.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I was afraid we weren't going to be able
Matt
to watch
Jones,
that one.
Matt Jones, Dante Hightower. You had all kinds of guys. Harris was out there, had a great game.
Damian Harris. That late fumble.
Yeah, it's tough. It's hopefully he gets it together. You can't lose football. Coach Saban always preaches it, and I guarantee you he learned it from one Bill Belichick.
No doubt about it. We're going to start looking ahead now to the Saturday meeting with Florida. But before we do, I do want to mention that they have announced the game time and all for the Southern Miss game a week from this Saturday. Bama and the Golden Eagles will be kicking it off at 6:30 in the evening. 6:30 on Saturday, September the 25th. For the Tide and the Golden Eagles at Bryant-Denny Stadium. If you have tickets, be there for the 6:30 kickoff. If you're not coming to the game, it'll be on the SEC Network, the 45th meeting ever between Alabama and Southern Mississippi. That's coming up on Saturday, September the 25th. Kickoff will be 6:30 with the coverage, of course, on the Crimson Tide Sports Network and the TV side on the SEC Network. When we come back, Corey and I are going to look ahead to the Florida Gators and the Alabama Crimson Tide. It's going to be a dandy on Saturday. That will be following these messages here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online. A tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 70 online degree programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders. Advance your career with UA Online from the University of Alabama. Flexible, affordable, legendary. Visit online.ua.edu.
Here at Payless Drugs, we continue to be just what the doctor ordered. We know getting the medicine you need is especially important during these unique times. And for your safety and convenience, we offer a drive-through at every location. Plus, we have prescription delivery and contactless pickup at all locations. Now's the time to take care of your immunization needs. Stop by any of our convenient locations today.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Hey y'all, I'm Riley Green. While performing keeps me busy on the road, Alabama is where I was born and raised, and it will always bring me back home to vote. Writing songs allows me to use my voice to tell my story. You too can make your voice heard by registering to vote and obtaining a government-issued photo ID. Your civic participation is crucial to the success of us as a state. Together, let's make a difference for Alabama.
For more information on how to register to vote in Alabama or secure a free Alabama photo ID, go to alabamavotes.gov.
Looking for a color change? Ask Sherwin-Williams. We've made it easy to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. or order peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management. And for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scpond.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
Price claps his hands, waits for the snap, gets it, holds on. The out route open is Jamison Williams. Touchdown, Alabama. 3 yards into the end zone. He was there. He was open. And a strike by Bryce Young. The transfer from Ohio State University. Now 7 catches, 157 yards. He's, what's that, 22.4 yards or so per catch. Couple of touchdowns. I love watching. You know, I love watching because I'm, you know, I'm as slow as molasses going uphill in January. I always laugh. They have to time me with a sundial. I love watching a guy who has blazing speed.
Yeah,
like
we were
that.
Just comparing you to Lamar Jackson off air.
Right.
In terms of your speed.
Yeah.
What a great addition to this to the wide receiver room. He's been phenomenal.
Right. Yeah.
Just a different dynamic. We got Mechie, who's probably one of the best route runners in the country. But it just it's a different dynamic when you've got a guy who can take the top off of defense like Jamison can. And just keep his temper down. You know, Coach Saban talked about that today. Just got to keep himself, keep his motions in check. Don't let some of these other guys get under his skin. But he's played well so far to start this season. He's going to be a huge weapon for us down the road.
The prescription for success is presented by Payless Drugs. Payless Drugs is your locally owned family pharmacy with 4 locations in the Birmingham area. Payless can handle your prescriptions, over-the-counter solutions, and home delivery. Visit MyNewPharmacy.com to pay less. A broad brush right here, Corey Reamer. The prescription for success for Bama come this Saturday in Gainesville.
Yeah, you know, we're going to Gainesville, which is always a tough place to play. We've had a team that didn't have any crowd noise going all of last season.
Yep.
Played at home last week. We got to be tuned in when we go down to the Swamp. It is easily one of the toughest places to play for opposing teams, opposing offenses for sure.
Sure.
And you saw a little bit of that early on in the season. A lot of teams had struggled to communicate with the crowd noise. They weren't used to it. That's going to be one of the things that we've got to focus on, making sure that we understand what's going on with all that going on. Bryce Young has done a phenomenal job of directing this offense throughout this season. But from a defensive standpoint, we're facing 2 quarterbacks. Emory Jones has been their starter. But there's been a lot being talked about this Anthony Richardson
sure.
guy, who's obviously a phenomenal athlete, young guy who's still learning the system. Dan Mullen is using him a bunch. He can't be depended on full time yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's the starter. Both of them have phenomenal speed and run extremely well. You look at their offensive production, running quarterbacks, they have done most of their offense has come from their legs. So with hopefully Will Anderson's out there, we're going to have to, like you talked about earlier, swarm to the football and get these guys down. Because it presents problems for every defense, trying to cover all these complex routes. And then your quarterback takes off and runs and can run like these guys. We got to find a way to get these guys on the ground.
We're coming back. There's more to talk about regarding Bama and Florida. But right now, we break away for these messages. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind. We're live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song. I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can't run, but you can't drive high. You can't run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
First two games that were just amazing. Here's a throw across the middle. Jace McClellan, he'll make it. He'll spin off the defender and carry it into the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama, 21 yards. Another good throw. And Jace McClellan combines with Bryce Young for a touchdown. Oh, Jace McClellan, he's a standout. You know, Bama wanted him, got him. Oklahoma, he was a commitment to them for like 2 years before shifting over to the Crimson Tide, and we're thrilled to have Jace on our side. Oh, by the way, folks, if you missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider podcast. You can download and subscribe to the Alabama Insider podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Final thoughts about Alabama and Florida, Corey Reamer.
Yeah, well, lots to learn from last week. A lot of mistakes being made. The one thing that I'm sure if you're an Alabama fan, you've heard this being harped on all weekend. The number of penalties that we've had through the first two games.
Oh, Lord.
Got to clean those up. It's just flipping the field, giving us in detrimental field positions. Can't have that if we're going to win big games like this against Florida. Coach talked about it, being more disciplined, what it takes with the mental intensity to focus on what you're doing and not make those mistakes. Can't take touchdowns off the scoreboard just because of dumb penalties. So we'll hopefully get those cleaned up.
Hopefully so. Great to have you alongside again tonight, Corey.
Hey, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. We'll see you next week. Folks, don't go away. We're back to wrap it up in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management, and for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scpond.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the 4. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
What's on tap for the Crimson Tide? Presented by Bud Light. Bud Light proudly welcomes Bama fans back to Bryant-Denny Stadium. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. Thursday night, 6:30 until 8 o'clock, we'll be on the air with Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. And then Saturday, Bama heads to Gainesville. Kickoff at 2:30 in the afternoon. Airtime at 11:30 in the morning. Right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Should be a great weekend coming up. But that's going to do it for Alabama football tonight and our Crimson Tide Rewind show presented by Southeastern Pond Management. A big thank you to our hosts here at Baumhauer's. Our engineer here has been Todd Robbins. Our studio engineer, Jerry Kelly. For Corey Reamer, I'm Eli Gold. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Good night and roll tide. We'll talk to you Thursday and Saturday with more Bama football.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, Crimson Tide Rewind has been presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, it's for the fans. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food, and the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.